Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Shane Tolt, as always, as I take you into the backstage conversations that I have with other lead singers. Last week was fun, huh? Number 250, the fifth year anniversary. We did it. That's crazy. 5 years of this every week. Man, that's like been the most consistent thing in my life, believe it or not. So welcome back. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, thank you. Welcome for the second 5 years. We're starting out with a great episode today. Mr. John Snodgrass, Snoodgrass, however you want to say it. Awesome dude, prolific musician, and in my opinion, extremely underrated. We talk about that. We talk about how he's not a great self-promoter, you know, and that can be tough in this industry where, you know, you have to have this kind of ego and this kind of attitude that, you know, if you want to be successful, sometimes that is really what does it. And John has been successful. John has done really, really well and has enlisted the help of some incredible friends. And you'll hear in the episode some of the people that helped him out with his latest album. He's also got a brand new record with Frank Turner. Everyone knows Frank Turner, big friend of the podcast. We actually somehow don't talk about that in this episode. It was coming out and I just completely forgot. So make sure you check that out as well immediately after you're done listening to this. But this is a fun episode. It's a fun episode. We talk about a lot of things that aren't just music, but we get to music too. Just hang on. We get there. And I really want to thank John for doing this with me. Before we get to that, lots of things to tell you about. The first thing is maybe you have a Twitch account. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't even know what Twitch is yet. Trust me, you will. This is the biggest growing platform right now. And pretty much it's just all about live streaming. And it got famous from people live streaming video games. I won't be doing any of that, really. I mean, maybe I'll bust out an old NES or something for fun one day. But I'm on there doing a lot of these podcasts live. So if you want to see this before, you know, it goes up on Wednesdays, or Mike and I were doing This Is the New Shit before a couple of days, we're doing it live on Twitch. Don't worry, it'll still be on the normal podcast feed right here where you're listening to this. Always will be. It will always be free. Nothing to worry about there. But if you want a sneak peek in, then feel free to head over to twitch.tv/ShaneTold. You can find it there. And it's really easy. You just sign up for an account the same way you sign up for like an email. It's just boom, done, free. But you can get in and you can see, you know, some of the visual sides of this podcast, which really in the first 5 years, I've never done, right? It's all been audio. So just kind of adding a little bit of a different dimension to this. And yeah, Twitch is really cool. It's a really cool platform. There's a lot of great stuff on there. If you're interested in music, it's a little under the radar right now. So head over to twitch.tv/ShaneTold and all your wildest dreams will come true. And of course, you can email me. It's leadsingersyndrome@gmail.com. We're on all the socials as well. Follow Mike too, Slappy Slam, and make sure you're ready for Friday. Every week, Mike and I, we talk about the top 5 new albums coming out that you must hear. I guarantee you, you will definitely learn about some new bands. And what else? Oh yeah, Silverstein. We've got a new record coming out this Friday. Redux 2. It's a big one. It's a big one. And a lot of fun. We've went back and we've re-recorded a bunch of our deep cuts and some of the songs that are a little bit, you know, under the radar in our career, some of the fan favorites. And some of them we've switched up a lot. Some of them we've kept kind of the same. But you can check that out on Friday, wherever you listen to music. Or if you want to pre-order it, head over to silversteinmusic.com for all that good stuff as well. What else? I guess that's it, right? It's a pretty good intro. Check out our new sponsors too, by the way. We've got ConvertKit On the horn, we've got this awesome, awesome, crazy heavy band called Taking Alpha. They're putting out some new music today. Yeah, today. Check it out. They're amazing as well. And of course, Miller High Life and everybody else. I want to thank them so much for supporting this podcast. It's been a crazy ride, 5 years, and now here we go. The first foray into the second 5 years. Thank you for being here so much. Here's my conversation with the man, Mr. John Snodgrass.
See you on the outside, we can both be sane.
You're speaking for yourself.
I'm bleeding on the inside, a place you might have been, but now I'll never be the same.
Our collective badge. Let's start right there. Yeah. Let's jump in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we made it happen. No, for a guy that has a lot going on and a lot of different projects, not as many as you, John, but I still have a lot of shit going on. I am so not organized. Like that's the one thing I wish I had in my DNA that I just don't have. I'm not an organized person. I'm not very clean. I'm not very neat.
Yeah. I'm a guy that I'm not either, but I'm a guy that, and I always have said this, I kind of push things up against the walls. At least, you know, like I don't have everything neat and in their own little cupboard space and all that. But I like to be able to stretch out on the ground or not step on things. So I kind of like it may look like a mess, but I know where my shit is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No. And when you try to clean, then you can't find anything. That's the truth.
Dude, it's so funny, though, because like my wife thinks, you know. She jokes and says I'm a hoarder. I'm definitely not, but I've had some buddies coming over and they've been helping me work on the house.
Yeah.
Because I'm just kind of looking at stuff and like another friend of mine, you know, I'll only say this because I bet you're probably friends with him too because he's a friendly dude that's been around forever. But I'm not trying to be like, you know, I'm friends with Chuck Reagan guy, you know, but
I love Chuck Reagan.
I do too. And
one
he told me once.
One of the nicest people.
Exactly. So that's why I figured you've met him. You know, there's no way you haven't, at least heard the story. But cool. Well, he told me once, and I was trying to ask him about, I needed him to help me. He was coming to play at my wife's bar. And I was like, can you help me with this window thing? Like, I see you have a day. See you have a day off. Can you help me with this thing? And he's pretty much, he's like, you know, John, all you got to really do is just kind of take things apart and look at them, kind of figure out how to put them back together, do stuff. And he's totally right. And so I'm like a really shitty Chuck Reagan and like a handyman kind of way. Cause I'm trying to do that. And I've taken it to the point though, we literally took about a 10 foot wide wall down and I pushed my house out 10 more feet.
Oh, wow.
And I got a little over my head, but I'm getting it done. But right now, when you were calling me, I'm like looking for this. I have a tiny leak in my roof.
Oh,
but I think I got it. I got some of that. You know, that stuff where dude makes a boat out of like sprays, you know, like takes like a screen door and sprays like that commercial. It's called, I don't know. It's called something, but, it comes out like spray paint and he literally sprays like a screen door. And puts it on the bottom of his boat, and his boat doesn't sink.
Oh yeah. What is that stuff called? And they're like people like put it on their shirt, and then they spray mustard on their shirt, and the mustard just falls right off.
Yeah,
it's called like Ever Off or something like that, right?
I don't know what it is, but I ordered some at the Home Depot, and I'm going to pick it up in about an hour.
Oh, there you go. Awesome.
No. So I'm going to spray. Yeah. So yeah. And let's not tell Chuck that because he'll be like, John, you got to fix it properly.
No, that's a big project though. I bought a house a couple years ago. You know, I owned a house that I rented to students, but I always, you know, was on tour, lived in apartments and whatever. So I finally bought a house and now I feel like I got a handle like on pretty much any renovation. Like nothing really scares me, but sometimes like the outdoor stuff, like anything that could allow for water to come in my house is a little scary.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh man. I hear you. Well, so we have these, I'll send you a picture too. We have these trees, like aspen type trees, you know, like we live in the old town part of Fort Collins. But if you look out our window, like I put this giant 6-foot window in, and like, and if you look out our window, I mean, it looks like we're in the mountains, and it's cool how the trees come over this pretty flat roof that we built. And I'm going to have to trim the tree back. Roof's probably too flat. But because it snowed 2 days ago, and I haven't put the gutters on, and this isn't really a home improvement podcast.
Oh,
so
I'll wrap
this up quick.
Oh,
but
just wait until we start talking about baseball. I know you're a big baseball guy. So we'll talk about singing like a little bit, but we can also talk about literally anything else. And
so what did you think about last night? How did you feel about last night?
Well, I picked the Dodgers to win the series. I have this thing. I really don't like Blake Snell. I just don't like the guy. Hell of a pitcher though. And you know, I
think he's a good dude. What did he do to you?
No, I don't know. My team is the Blue Jays, AL East. So I kind of hate all the other AL East teams.
Although I hate
the Rays less than I hate the Yankees and Red Sox, but I still hate them. And I hate Kevin Cash. And like, just I don't know.
You don't really hate anybody, though.
I hate them on like I watch the TV and I'm drinking a beer and I'm yelling at it. Like I don't.
Yeah.
If Blake Snell walked in, walked into a bar and I was there, I'd say, "Hey, like, nice to meet you," you know, and I'd.
You're a
good pitcher, and he is. And I can't believe they took him out in the
spinning. That was crazy. That was crazy. People are speculating like he's like Garrett Cole this year. You know what I mean? Like the Garrett Cole, like when the Astros won, and he's just but it's opposite. But like, you know, he's a starting pitcher, but he was like was sitting there in the bullpen, like, put me in, coach. And no one put him in. And he just, anyways, Blake Snell though, let me say this. I don't know a lot about him, but I saw a tweet earlier today, from it's either Anthony Masterson or Tyler Mon, one of those dudes, but I think of them the same because they do this Colorado Rockies podcast called the Purple Dinosaur podcast. And they become buds of mine. And, it was Tyler because Tyler does a bunch of minor league baseball stuff. And he was talking about Snell and how he's just a rad dude and how he's interviewed him like many times and just being a kind person and just a cool guy. Cool. So, you know, it's nice to hear that. You know,
I probably hate him because he's really good and he's in my division. But, you know, he's always like, I know he's always complaining and whining and stuff. But at the same time, if I was that good and it was one game, literally you have to win, why don't you want to have your best pitcher who's throwing gas? Like, I know there's analytics and I know there's the plan, but when there's one game, fuck the plan. This, you know, I understand over 162 games, but man, I just don't get it for when you're talking about you've got three innings and you're down one run, you know?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, me being a Rockies fan, like seeing that is crazy to me, but because we have to rely on our starters to go as long as they can. Because like, again, I don't hate anybody, but the people that have made me the most upset in the last couple of years have been our bullpen. And they really, it's like, I had this idea that I told these guys, but I'll share it with you because you like baseball, you know, and I think you'll like it. But Wade Davis and Jake McGee and Brian Shaw, and then there was another guy, I'll think of his name in a second, but they just kept throwing away leads and it was just crazy and I hated it. Yeah. And I kept calling it Hunger Games Baseball because I was trying, I wanted to sell this futuristic type, or not now, you know, like script where, did you ever see Victory with Sylvester Stallone?
Oh no!
And Pele, and they were. It's kind of
wow. No, I want to see this.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I think it wasn't really that. I mean, we were super young, and it was on HBO back when HBO was Channel 6.
Right, right.
You know, like we were little kids, but it was pretty much. Gosh, I guess. You know the football game where they play the guards. It's like the same idea. I think Burt Reynolds, the longest yard.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, the same concept, but these were allied forces against the Nazis. Like they were right playing soccer. Right. So anyway, so that kind of idea. I had my Hunger Games baseball idea. And because I don't want to hate anybody, right? Like I just like to I try to keep it positive, and my thought about our relief pitchers were like, you know what though? What if they're doing some selfless act? Like they're underneath the stadium and they're like digging, you know, or they're like trying to do some crazy shit, and then they get called up and they suck and everyone's yelling at them, but then. They're going to be martyrs because people will be like, they saved us from the worm people or something. Like, I don't want to go worm people on it, you know, but you know, I guess if it's going to be a B or C movie, I mean, I would take that too,
right.
You know, but I see it better than that. I see it, you know, more like a, what's the guy's name? I'll think of it. I can't think of a lot of words all That's the time, okay. My friend.
It happens to me all the time. I literally feel like I was real sharp when I was a bit younger.
Oh, me too.
And I fell down and I hit my head once, and I swear I was never quite the same as like fucked up as that is. I remember we were on tour very early on. We had just come home from tour, and we had like a bunch of American cash. Like we're Canadian, right? So we had a bunch of American cash from our tour. Okay. I had to go to the bank and put it in the bank account so we could pay some bills. And I got to the bank, you know, I'm waiting in line, and I'm like sick. I have some kind of like a fever, kind of a cold. Like I probably shouldn't be, you know, leaving the house, but I have to do this job. So I'm waiting in line at the bank, and all of a sudden I start feeling kind of dizzy. I get up to the counter, I give her the money, and I probably look really sketchy and sick. So she's asking me like where the money came from or whatever. So I'm telling her I'm in a band, tour, right? And I'm like, right. And part of me is like, what's not none of your fucking business, right? But at the same time, right. You know, so they go through.
But you look like a stripper or a drug dealer, you know, that just came, right?
Pretty much.
That had a really good night, right?
Like in the U.S., okay. Yeah.
And you're in Toronto?
Yeah. I grew up in the Toronto suburbs. So this was cool. This was in Oakville, Ontario, where this happened. So I'm so they're checking each bill with like one of those, you know, those pens they have sometimes. They like write on the bill to see. So they're going through each bill, and we're talking about like a lot of bills, you know.
No, I get it.
So I'm like getting kind of frustrated, and next thing I know, I'm laying on the floor of the bank, and there's paramedics there, and I guess I fainted and hit my head. On the counter of the like where you used to fill out the deposit forms. I don't know if they even know if they still have that in banks. And you know, the funniest thing was the paramedic asked me what day it was, and I didn't know. But then I was like, I would know what day it was anyway. You know, like right. Is it Tuesday, Wednesday? I don't know, something like that. So, right. But no, but it was pretty crazy. I ended up, you know, getting, I guess, some kind of concussion, and I was, you know, ultimately like I'm fine, you know, but there is times when I'm just searching, like there's a word I can't think of, and sometimes it's the same words for some reason. And I won't be able to think of the word. And I just wonder, cause that started happening to me right after that. So I don't know. Sorry for the long story.
No, it's good. I like that. Like, it's funny because like they already thought you were sketchy, and then you fall asleep right there.
I know, right? They must have been thinking. Oh, then while I'm on the ground, you know, like the teller, bank teller, walks around and like drops the receipt on me. Yeah, like okay, your deposit went through, and like dropped the bank receipt.
Like, next,
I know, right? It was so weird. It was such a weird day. But
I guess I didn't realize though that you're a Canadian. I love Canadians.
Oh well,
they're my favorite people. I'm going to be one in 10 days, possibly.
Oh, I see.
I've been told since the previous administration, just right. when I liked Canada, that several people would sponsor me in different provinces. And I know a lot of people would want to do what I want to do in 10 days, but we'll see. I hope that doesn't happen. I'd like to, I mean, I don't know. It's a little too cold up there for me.
Yeah. But we don't have snow yet. Yeah, I think I was watching, like, flipping around on the football game the other day, and I saw the Denver game, and there's snow on the field, and I'm like, dude, it's October.
Yeah, wild. But see, I think it's, you know, I mean, how the world is ending, and, you know, we have the worst Colorado wildfire that is, yeah. I guess, supposedly is what they've said. You know, I always feel like there's always an equal and opposite reaction. And someone who's smarter than me made some comment about, in some scientific way, something about those fires, they believe, you know, brought on a crazy snowstorm. I probably sound like an idiot, but I kind of think that is what happened. Or it's just, you know, I'd like to think it's good luck that all the snow, all the fire got snowed on, you know, and at least dampened.
I'm not a climate change expert by any way, shape, or form, but I do, you know, I've read a lot about it, and, you know, they say it's extremes, right? So extreme heat, extreme cold, extreme dryness, extreme, you know, flooding and all that. So that makes sense. You know, that it's just, hey, here we go. And, you know, I don't know.
You go up and you go down.
I don't know, man. But hey, you got a new record out. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay. I want to talk about it because I really like the record.
It embarrasses me to talk about myself. Like I'll tell you what, I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a person that knows how to promote himself very well. So I appreciate you talking to me about it and liking the record. Ask me whatever you want.
Of course. No. Well, first of all, you know, your whole thing is that you're constantly collaborating with your friends, you know,
that is true.
And this record is no exception. It even says John Snodgrass. Is it Snodgrass or Snodgrass? How do you say it?
It's Snodgrass, but people in different parts of the world say it in different ways, and sure. I never straighten them out. But yeah, like
that's fine.
Like when I was in the UK the first time in Manchester, the kids showed up and had a picture of me that they'd made their own shirt, and it just said, "I'm in the mood to snood," and they walk up, and I'm looking at them, and they're still buds. I mean, this has been a long, long time, and they still come to shows, and I love it. But I'm like looking at the shirt, and they're like a comedy team. These two guys, like, they're just funny as shit, right? And I love them. But so I'm looking at them. The guy that's wearing the shirt, I would say, is more the straight man. You know, and the other dude was like, "I told you it's not snood. I told you it's not snood because the face I gave, like, told them, like, that's not how you pronounce my name. Like, I'm in the mood to snood."
It's incredible.
It's so good.
It's incredible. Well, regardless, you know, it's John Snodgrass and buddies, you know, right on the cover. And of course, just to name a few, Stefan Egerton of Descendants, Tim from Rise Against, Mikey Erg, Homeless Gospel Choir, and of course your friend Joey Cape of Lagwagon. You know,
Stacy D.
Oh, there's so many. I'm not going to name them all. We'd be here for hours.
Zach Blair.
Oh, is Zach Blair on the record? I didn't see his name on there. I love Zach.
Zach Blair. John Moreland. You know John Moreland?
I don't think I know John Moreland.
Whoo! Do you like a dude that sings you a song that just makes you feel real good about feeling bad?
Oh. Yeah, that's what music's for.
Yeah, he's the best. He really is good. His lyrics are amazing, and his lyrics and his singing. And I had him sing on the silliest song because I write a lot of songs on stage. You know, like when I'm doing just solo shows, because. And this kind of answers maybe somewhere that you're about to go is I play solo, but I'm a band guy. So I like to play solo with friends. You know what I mean? Like, because I feel like an asshole all by myself, and I like to collaborate. But anyway, so John Moreland, his songs are amazing. Like, you check them out, and you'll see what I'm saying.
Cool.
But I made up the song. You know, whenever people yell out, what's the Lynyrd Skynyrd song?
Oh, Freebird.
Yeah, and they're like, Freebird. Like, I'll cut into Freebird for a little bit, but also if somebody yells out something that I don't know, I mean, I just start taking a crack at it, you know, right? but someone yelled out Boys to Men, and I don't know any Boys to Men songs. I mean, I'm sure I do. I'm not pretending like I don't, but I made up the song, Boys to Men, they were boys when they were men. And I sing this song, and John Moreland loved the song, and he loves Boys to Men. And it's just this silly, silly chorus thing, right?
Yes.
But then I wrote verses to it, and the verses it's pretty good. Turned out to be a pretty good song.
I like
and,
it.
Yeah. But it started as like, I mean, it was on a Drag the River tour, and I think Chad Price was like tuning his guitar or something, and I'm doing it. I look over at him, he's just shaking his head. And then and then if I keep playing these songs, it's kind of annoying to the band. But turns out now it's a good song. Like, I like it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, you talk about yourself and you talk about how you're, you know, you don't really like want to talk about yourself. You have kind of downplay your own, you know, talent, and you have a lot of people helping you out and whatever. But you
I'm
know,
very lucky.
I really do think though that you shine all over this thing. You know, I mean, whether it's, you know, whether it's whatever you're doing and you're putting together, it's really a great job. And you know, there's so much.
I appreciate that.
Humor,
thank you.
Humor and fun, and like, you know, people can take so much out of this record, I think, without it having to be, you know, dark and serious all the time. I mean, that's kind of part of your thing, right? Is that you're trying to have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, I have enough songs, you know, about friends that have passed away, yeah, you know, and
right,
stuff like that, and sad songs and angry songs. Like, for example, the song that Stacey sings on the Bad New Land song, that's a song about a guy that really ripped off my family. And I originally I say in another song that I'm going to set someone on fire if they mistreat my daughter, you know, like when she gets to dating age. But that idea started with that song, and it was harsh. And I played it for my wife, and she's like, that's a little too much. I'm like, you think burning him is too much? Okay.
Did you dial it back?
Yeah, so I ended up, yeah, and she was right. And after I'd relaxed a little bit, and I just decided to wish him a bad day,
right?
You know, which
right.
Goes
traffic,
which goes
bad traffic, yes, and some snow. Yes, that's
bad traffic, broken down, having to put the tire on in the snow, and but I literally, you know, say that I'm restraining myself because, like, I mean, it's pretty bad, you know, but whatever. You're right. I have enough serious stuff, and there's serious stuff on this record, but yeah. I think kind of like you were talking about the equal and opposite reactions, you know, or like the dark is darker whenever there's light next to it, you know, type of thing, you know, like I like loud and quiet music, you know,
like the extremes,
you know.
Yep.
I like sad and glad. So, you know, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like Corey Brannon. Do you know Corey Brannon?
No, don't think so.
Oh, you should check him out too. He's amazing.
Well,
he's one of the best songwriters, and he, like I've said often, I'm not in any way suggesting that this is what I do, but it's the kind of thing I like. He can make you laugh and cry in the same song. Like, he has this song, it's called, it's talking about having a crush on this girl. And it goes like, remember that time when I was moving and you said you'd help me move? I went out, bought a bunch of shit, so I needed help to move. I've got a crush on you. Right. I think that's funny. And yeah, it's really sweet. Right. I love that.
Well, I love that you have this ability to, you know, put a little bit of emotion and feeling into like those kind of normal, you know, those kind of normal life events, which it's hard to do that sometimes. Right. It's hard to be powerful and also be relatable. So that's you know, I think that's a really, really amazing skill in songwriting that not everyone possesses, you know?
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, I don't know. I think you got to be comfortable. I mean, sometimes I like to make the joke that I try really hard to make it seem like I'm not trying very hard, you know? But you really do just have to be comfortable and not really think about it. You make records, you know, like...
Yep.
When you're recording, if you're not getting the take you want, that's not the day that song is supposed to be recorded, probably, you know.
Yep.
Move on to something else or come back to it. Or also, there's only so many ways that you can get tricked, but I like getting tricked when people are getting sounds. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to play, just get sounds. And I love it when I accidentally get the take, you know, when I'm like, does it sound good? Okay. That's about as good as I'm going to get it. And we'll hear, you know, that kind of thing. And you just gotta be, that's just another example of the songwriting thing too. You just be comfortable, you know, and be honest.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm glad that people like to listen to it, you know,
absolutely.
Like you were saying that I downplay myself. I mean, it is true. I have this weird friend of mine gave me this book and I've been reading it. And I mean, it was a year or so ago, but it was given to me because I had already had been saying a couple different things. And it's just a lot about like humility, you know? And when I get credit for things, it's always been this way, but it really kind of, it embarrasses me, you know? And I used to always say, like, I never liked being in competitive sports and stuff. Like, I like baseball. I often say, because if you're a 500 team, you're good. You're a good team.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's an F, man.
Well, you know? Here's
and
the
if
thing.
You're a D, if you're a D player, like a high, like you or team, you're kicking ass. Like you're gonna win.
Well, you know, baseball's I always like baseball too, and I come from a big baseball family. Like my father has played, you know, baseball his whole life, and he's 75, and he still
really?
runs an over 70 baseball league.
Bill Lee, is he?
No.
I'm kidding.
The phone broke up. I didn't hear what you said.
I said, your dad's not Bill Lee, is he?
Bill Lee.
Yeah. Do you know Bill Lee?
I don't get your reference, no.
Oh, he lives up in Canada. He pitched for the Red Sox and pitched for the Expos.
Okay.
He's the spaceman, Bill Lee. He's from
the
70s. Oh, he's great. I love Warren Zevon, and there's this song called Bill Lee that I just love, right? I don't think I've ever told this. Can I tell you something funny?
Yeah,
I think
please.
This is fun. Okay, so I wanted to cover his song, and it's called Bill Lee. It's on a record called Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School. It's Warren Zevon, and the lyrics are great, and I love it. The only part I didn't like, though, is when he's singing about he sings like, and I'm standing in the middle of this diamond all alone. I'm like, standing in a diamond? What is that all about? This gym, you know?
And right.
Okay. And I had just heard of Bill Lee, right? But I just never put two and two together. and I'm watching, this is maybe 3 years ago, I'm watching Ken Burns Baseball, right? And have you ever seen that?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, you should watch it again. It's so great.
It's great.
But Bill Lee's part, at the end, Bill Lee's talking, and I'm just like, this guy's the best. Who's this guy again? Oh, I like him. And I'm looking, and I'm like, Bill Lee. And then I'm like, oh.
And it all came to you.
Bill Lee. Yeah. and then I was watching on tour, and then no shit, where were going to Boston and then up to Montreal, and I learned the song. And, you know, he's an old player, so there's not many people that really remember. I mean, he's too old for my, you know, for my time too, but
yeah.
But he, I played that song, and yeah, there was always like one or two people that went over really well with, you know, people like my dad's age, you know, they're stoked. But it's just so funny because I'm just an idiot. I mean, I liked that song since I was in like middle school. You know, I got really into Warren Zevon when I was in middle school, and yeah. Anyway.
Well, baseball. You know, I come from a baseball family, like I was saying, and my mom always said that she liked baseball because, you know, every person, they have their job, right? Like, you're in your position, yeah. You have your job. You're at the plate, you have your job. It's more, you know, organized like that. And, you know, in a way, that's kind of like what being in a band is, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're the bass player, you're holding it, you're holding that down, right? You're holding down that rhythm. Or you're the drummer, you're not worried about, you know, what the singer's doing. Or if you're the singer, you're not worried about, you know what I mean? You have your own focus. You know,
yeah.
And maybe that's why you like it as well. I don't know if you've ever thought about it. But back to you and, you know, all the old bands you were in, you know, Armchair Martian in particular, you know,
yeah.
You didn't have a ton of success. You know, there was the Big Fat Records bands, you know, the like Lagwagon, obviously, friends with Joey. And then some of the bands that were even bigger, like, you know, NOFX and Rancid. And then the bands that were, you know, probably... It had a lot of success, maybe not as much success as those bands, but like No Use for a Name or Strung Out or, you know, whatever. Those bands all had pretty big careers. And you were always, with Armchair Martian, you were always kind of a bit of a lower tier in terms of the success. And, I mean, I think you could probably attribute that directly to your own not self-sabotage, that sounds extreme, but just your lack of self-promotion.
You're not saying anything that hasn't been said by Joey Cape and Marco and people have said that all the time. I mean,
must think about it. I don't know if you ever think about that. I mean, you're so prolific. You have so much going on. You probably don't have time to dwell, but.
No, I'm happy. I'm successful in my opinion. I mean, this is my job. I've done this. The last job I had was in the record store. 25 years ago, you know, I mean, like this is all I do. I don't make very much money, but I have a very humble existence, and we've owned our house here in Fort Collins. Like we got it a long time ago, and I'm fine. You know, I mean, I now that I have kids, I feel like, I should probably do a little better. So it's probably, you know, why I'm doing more interviews and talking to people about things. Because I want people to know about, you know, the record, because I am proud of it, you know. And I haven't done anything that I'm ashamed of, you know. And so I'm pretty stoked about that. And it's funny because I was thinking about it yesterday. I've been writing during this pandemic time because I did that thing for that baseball podcast I was telling you about. I was doing an interview with them, and I started writing them a theme song as they were calling, like doing the Zoom call.
Is this the Go Baseball?
No, not Go Baseball.
Oh,
it's
a different one.
It's a different one. It's they have the thing that went like, and it was just this, you know, free music, you know, that you buy. Like for production people, you know, like there's just all this kind of generic music that you can pull from and just use. And so I wrote a song to that, and I use my drum machine. It's like Purple Dinosaur Cash, Purple Dinosaur Podcast, and with Tyler Mon and Tony Masterson. And I loved it. I thought it was funny, and they're laughing. And I'm like, you just wait. And then 3 days later, then I sent them like a fully mixed version of it. And now it's their intro music, and I write bumper music for them and stuff. But that kind of started a thing where I've written like some jingles and over this whole pandemic time for different people. And I love doing it. So that being said, it's funny because years ago, Mountain Dew and different people too asked me if I would give them songs for stuff. And I was just way too fugazi for my own good.
Right.
And I was like, no way, dude, my tunes are my tunes. You know? And I'm like, dude, I can always write more tunes. I should have done that. You know, like that's one thing. I mean, I don't like regret and like kick myself over it, but yeah, I'm ready to write a song for anybody now. Because I have a different, priorities now, you know, like I want my kids to go to school, you know, do stuff, you know, so it's not really about me now, which goes back to the humility thing. Like I was just talking about, once you have kids, then your thing's over, you know, like doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. It's all about just trying to make things safe and cool for them. And, you know, it's like that movie Back to the Future, you know, you just try to put them on the right path, you know, tell them what not to do.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of where that whole humility thing is even gone. You know, it's like, I just don't even think about, which is a weird trait though to have in our business, you know, but
it is, but you know, I've been a huge fan of everything you've done. And I want to touch on the Scorpios project.
Nice. Okay, sure.
You know, that you started with Joey.
Sorry, I'm taking you off track. I don't mean to do that.
It's okay. That's the whole point.
I'm liking talking to you. I can't wait to see you in Canada one of these days.
I know.
It'll be fun.
Whenever we can do that again.
It'll happen.
I hope so.
It'll be a year. I bet.
Maybe. They said it was going to be months, and now they're saying, now it's been a year almost. And well, it hasn't been a year. I guess it's been what?
Oh, I don't mean a year from when it started. I always thought that it would be deep into next year.
Yeah.
Just because when I first heard like things about the Spanish flu and all that, like they're like, yeah, that took 2 to 3 years. I'm like, okay, well, you know, this seems pretty similar, right?
Except there's a lot more people on Earth now. That's the whole thing.
That is true. That is true.
But anyway, you know, I love your project. Loved your project with Scorpios. I'm not sure if it's an ongoing thing. I know you did the new one, and you know Chris Cresswell, another Canadian, is in the band now. But I mean that project was stunning. You know, having yourself and Joey and Tony in one band, and it's just obviously so sad that was, you know, everything that happened with Tony and the project and everything, but. You know, I don't know. I don't really have a question. I just kind of want to get your take on that experience.
I'm kind of glad you brought that up about Chris joining and all that. The original idea is that if you were a Scorpio, you could be on our band eventually, you know, whenever there's time for it. And so it's not like Tony wasn't replaced, you know, that wasn't ever the thing. And my songs that are on the second record, I had written specifically for Scorpios. I mean, to the point that like Slick Back Wig Hair, that's what Tony and I sang at soundcheck, kind of like the Boys to Men thing. It was just this silly idea. And that was our soundcheck song. And we had these harmonies and we'd sing it. And then, whenever my daughter was born, then I started writing the real lyrics to that because I had to fly home from Belgium, and Tony was there. He was like handing me like a, you know, when you're in Europe and you're playing one of those places that are always under construction, you know.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, like arena or something. I mean, like it's just like it's a rad spot, but they're always upgrading and making it killer. And there's always tools and stuff around. There's like a bag of nails and I still kind of feel bad about it, but I took the brown paper bag from this bag of screws, you know, and just laid the screws there. And then I started writing lyrics there. But regardless, all my songs from that record were from the last European Scorpios tour, you know, and I wrote them on that tour. And I didn't really want to, I wanted those songs to come out. And I mean, I kind of pushed to want to do another record, you know. And
I think the record is great. And that's so funny. Thanks. Obviously, yeah, Scorpios. I don't know why I never thought about this, of you all being Scorpios, but what a happy coincidence that Chris Cresswell happens to be born in November. Right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's like meant to be, you know?
Yeah, well, there's a list of a bunch of good ones. There's Tim McElrath, you know, I mean, okay. And it's a bunch of people that if you look at it, then if I actually went through it, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, he ended up playing with those people anyways, you know, like right. People that, you know, I just wanted to have a fun excuse to play with Tim and Chuck and people like that, you know, Mikey Erg, Mike from MXPX. Who else we got? There's a bunch of them.
That's cool. It's really cool.
Anyways, yeah, no, I think it is cool. But it's funny. Joey always says that, you know, like, yeah, it was probably not the best idea because Scorpios are a certain type of person. And then the guy that I've been buying guitar strings and stuff from, I mean, he closed his shop, but years ago when we started that band, I think it was like maybe 12 years ago that thing started. He heard this interview that we had done and he's like, but John, and this guy's so sweet. He's like a Canadian, super sweet guy. and he's like, but John, you're not one of those. You're not a Scorpio. Like he believes in all this. And right. I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, no, no, no. He goes, when is your birthday? I go, it's the 27th. He's like, oh, okay. See, you're Scorpio rising. Like you're not part of that other rabble. And I'm like, okay. You know, because it is funny because not that the other dudes in the band are, but if you look at the description of a lot of different Scorpios there, they're not humble. Yeah, or they're very self-centered, you know, a lot of them are.
Well, you're not.
Supposedly, no.
Not at all.
That's because I'm Scorpio rising.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. No, my first real girlfriend when I was 16, you know, in high school, she was November 9th. And so I always hated Scorpios because of her. Yeah, so, you know, yeah, broke my little teenage heart.
So she was harsh, huh?
Yeah, she wasn't the best for me. But, you know, you're a kid, you don't know.
No, I know. Well, I'm just asking selfishly because my daughter is she was born on Halloween. But I think that's still Scorpio rising. But my friend O from that band Fluff and Olive Lawn, and he's a pretty famous photographer that shoots for like Thrasher magazine and Trans World back in the day, and then does all the stuff for Fender, and he's a rad dude. If you've been to San Diego, you've met him. But he's a Scorpio, and I played music with him too. He's another guy that would be on that list. He's always, whenever he found out that my daughter was going to be Scorpio, he's just like, dude, you're so fucked.
it's all gotta be bullshit, right? It's all gotta be bullshit, but we still talk about it. I'm an Aquarius. My birthday is February 13th, and everything I've ever read about Aquarius ever is so damn accurate that I've read other ones. It's not like I'm, you know, I know how they write horoscopes, but like when I read, you know, when you go into the deep, deep down and this is who you are and this is your personality, I'm like, shit, they're right. So, hey, who knows?
I used to think that about what I would see in my horoscope. I haven't really looked at it, honestly, for like a really long time. I should take a look again. yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what other questions did you have for me? I hope I'm doing okay. I know I've definitely taken you on a couple tangents.
No, I love the tangents. And honestly, no, I want people to know about you, what you're doing, the new record, the great collabs you've made. I don't really have that much else to ask you. I think we kind of covered it, you know? And okay. I really enjoy, you know, speaking with you and thanks for taking the time. I know out of your renovation schedule, obviously you got to get that outdoor stuff done quickly, you know?
Oh boy.
Gonna get dark and snow and melting and you got, you know, it's gotta happen.
I'm wanting to call in a professional. We'll see.
Those are probably the funniest jobs for the contractors to get. The jobs that have been like half started, and so the contractor looks at it and goes, "Oh no."
Yeah, we can't use any of this.
You got to fly in Chuck Reagan, maybe. Yeah, there's your professional.
No, I got it. Like I hired like a which it's funny because I wrote a jingle for him too. That's kind of my new thing. I just keep trying to barter with jingles. It's going to get to the point like around town, be like, you know that guy John Snodgrass? Yeah. Like even the guy at the ice cream place, like he tried to write me a jingle, trying to get a free ice cream cone. but I had this like a legit, you know, because I don't want my house to fall down on people. I had a legit engineer come over. And during the pandemic, though, I was told, like, they're not writing, any paperwork, like the city's not. And I just needed to, do what I needed to do. And I took pictures and I dug deep, you know, like I did everything I needed to do and used the right down to using the right fasteners and stuff. But he told me, he's like, yeah, I should probably trim this tree back. I'm like, no, it's cool. I love the tree. And then he's like, well, it's going to be a pretty flat roof. I'm like, ah, it'll be fine. And yeah, no doubt. The tree branches came right down on my flat roof. And then I had about 8 inches of ice, you know, like it looks like an ice rink up there. I'm like, oh, crap. Well, I guess I'm going to trim this tree back. You know, like, right. So I'm doing everything that he told me to do. And yeah, I'm not going to give up on it. I'm only telling you that because I'm not going to give up on it. But yeah, it'd be nice to have someone come over and finish it. But I like the idea that, you know, you always hear those stories like my granddad built this house, you know,
right. Like for sure. No, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be bogus. I mean, it's kind of shanky. It's cool looking.
It'll but be okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I appreciate it. You'll seal it up. It'll be fine. And, you know, hey, and I, you know, DIY, right? That's the name of the game. It punk rock. It infiltrates into us, you know, in everything that we do.
That's all I know.
That's really it.
That's all I know.
That's really it.
That's all
Well, John, thank you so much for this. I'm going to play a tune for the people. Do you have one from the record you'd like me to play for everyone?
Shoot, I don't know.
Or even a couple, because some of them are pretty short.
Oh, dude, there's a bunch of short ones. Play. I mean, we talked, like, what songs did we talk about?
Let's do
Playboys and Men.
Sure.
We talked about Bad New Lands.
Let's do those two.
Do those two, and then if you have a chance, Go Baseball, which is the first song that my son Hopper wrote.
Nice.
It's only 49 seconds long.
Yeah. Yeah. I will rock all three. John, thanks so much,
Thank
man.
You. I appreciate you. And hey, good vibes with everything and good luck with
you too.
Everything you're trying to do.
You too. Good luck with the house.
All right. And this is your number you texted me at, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to hang on to it and let you know when I'm up in Ontario.
Please do.
Sound good?
Keep in touch, man.
Okay. Prost, amigo.
Take care.
Bye.
Never took a lot to wind me up. I learned a lot. I wish you luck. Never took a lot to wind me up, but it's relieving that we did enough. Reminiscing boys to men. They were boys and now they're men. Boys to men. They were boys when they were friends. They were boys and now they're men. They was boys and now they're men. I punished the captain, didn't get hired. I punished the captain, but I made him smile. We took the long cut, I didn't get hired. Reminiscing boys to men. We were boys and never men. Boys to men. They were boys when they were friends. They were boys when they were friends. They were boys. Thank you.
is with John. Such a great, fun conversation. I hope his house is going okay. Adding a 10-foot addition, I don't know why, you know, that seems so daunting to me. I feel like anything within the walls, like, you know, on this side of the studs in a house, I can kind of get a handle on. But once you start getting into, yeah, the possibility of water and insulation and all that, I just feel like I would probably mess all that up. So best of luck to you, John. If you're listening to this now, I hope that renovation is going well. And you need to check out this new John Snodgrass record. You just heard a couple jams. Don't worry. Go Baseball, his son's song. We will play that right at the very end. But before I let you go, I do want to say thank you so much for all the support, all the love, especially a shout out to all the members of the Lead Singer Syndrome All Access Club. Please look into joining if you want to help out the show or you want some more episodes or more interaction with me or merchandise or whatever. The link for that is leadsingersyndrome.com/all access. For as little as $6 a month, you can really, really help out. Well, that's all. We'll be back next week. And before that, on Friday, for This Is The New Shit, make sure you're subscribed and make sure you get a Twitch, twitch.tv/ShaneTold, because more and more stuff, very cool stuff from a visual component, will be on there as well. And it's free and it doesn't take away from this or anything. It's just adding on. All right. Well, you know I love baseball. So here it is. John Snodgrass and Go Baseball on Lead Singer Syndrome. Peace and love. I'll see you next week.
Hey, Hopper, what's that new song you wrote?
Go Baseball, Go Baseball, Go Baseball, Go Baseball, Go Baseball.
Ah.
Go Baseball, Go Baseball, Go Baseball. Hopper song, Go Baseball, Go Baseball, Go Baseball. Hopper son, baseball chimpanzee. Chin strap for his team. It's home runs over the trees. His name is Chimpanzee. Go Baseball.
Chin strap is for your chin, not your teeth.
Go Baseball!